1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. President Biden is being closely watched as he meets with world leaders in Washington this week.
It's day two of the NATO summit, but first, the president will meet with union leaders in Washington. In the afternoon, Mr. Biden will have his first face-to-face with the new British prime minister, and in the evening, he welcomes NATO leaders to the White House for dinner. Tomorrow will be a big day and test for the president as he meets with Ukrainian President Zelensky and then hosts his first solo press conference in months. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
Even though the hurricane has moved on, heat still blankets southeast Texas, says CBS's Omar Villafranca.
In Channelview, just east of Houston, Yvette Carrasco and her family have been without power since Monday morning, staying outside because it was too hot inside. While we were talking, this happened.
Are you okay? I'm about to not be okay.
You're not? Are you okay? Okay.
Can I get a chair? Can we come back to hurry up?
After we found some shade in a chair, we continued.
Do you ever wonder that if you'll survive the hurricane, but you won't survive the aftermath?
I don't know. I mean, we've had so far, but it gets tiring.
State officials are now facing questions over whether Houston's power utility had sufficiently prepared for the storm that made landfall early Monday. Jury selection is complete in the trial of actor Alec Baldwin in New Mexico. He's been charged with involuntary manslaughter in the accidental shooting death of a cinematographer on the set of a movie in 2021.
Opening statements get underway today in his involuntary manslaughter trial. While the case has been highly publicized, jurors reported having the ability to be impartial. Two jurors told the court they've never heard or seen anything about the case.
CBS's Elise Preston covering DoorDash says it will take stronger steps to identify dangerous drivers and remove them from its platform. The announcement follows a flood of complaints from officials in some big cities who say they're seeing an increase in the unlawful and dangerous operation of motorcycles, mopeds, and motorized scooters by delivery workers. U.S. Marshals wounded a young man when he allegedly tried to carjack them as they were guarding the Washington home of Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. CBS's Nicole Skanga has that.
18-year-old Kentrell Flowers sustained a non-life-threatening injury to the jaw, CBS News has learned, after allegedly tapping a gun against the car window of a deputy U.S. Marshal standing post near Sotomayor's home.
And this Sunday is the last day you'll be able to write a personal check to pay for your Target run. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People are urging Wisconsin lawmakers to do something about long-running problems with the state's prison system. Former guards, inmates, and relatives testified to the Assembly's Corrections Committee Tuesday. They described sexual harassment and retaliation by supervisors and food and medicine denied to inmates. Tuesday was Black Women's Equal Pay Day. The date symbolizes the pay inequality between Black women and non-Hispanic white men.
So Black women have to work all the way into July of this year to make what white non-Hispanic men would have made in 2023 alone.
Deborah Vagans is director of the Equal Pay Today Coalition. She's pressing Congress to protect all workers against retaliation for talking about their pay. That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers get clobbered at home.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight at American Family Field. The final score 12-2. The Pirates with five home runs, including a grand slam from Pittsburgh's Joey Bates. Colin Ray giving up one home run. The bullpen giving up another four in front of 26,000 fans at home. Brewers manager Pat Murphy a short time ago.
We haven't had one of those games in a while, especially at home. We've been in every single game. I bragged to everybody about being in 85 of 90 games. But credit to the Pirates. They did a great job. Took us out of it. Not going to win a lot of games or five or six hits. You know, a couple coming in after the game was out of reach, but we had some opportunities early to at least get a little lead. And, you know, Colin had given up one hit in five innings, you know, one hit in five innings. And then all of a sudden his base is loaded and then got to break him ball up, get hit it. Game change right there.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds, a little patchy fog in the overnight. Light winds, lower 60s by sunrise. For your Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, some showers, even some rumbles of thunder, especially in the afternoon, with highs in the lower 80s. It's 66 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I go deep on the newly announced RNC platform. It is all garbage.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who still likes to build a fort, Pete Schwabba.
You damn right. Hey, Wisconsin, good to have you with us tonight. Thank you for joining me for Nightlight, a Tuesday edition, where we discuss all the things in life that make us happy. Celebrities, reality stars, movies, TV, music, comedy, you name it, we've got it. And we've got a lot of it tonight. We somehow managed to cram 20 minutes of show into 2 hours. That's a joke. The other way around, we got about 6 hours worth of show that we are going to cram into 2 hours tonight for your listening pleasure, wherever you are in our fantastic state, whatever pocket, whatever corner. We hope you're tuning in and we hope you're having a lovely night. It is a gorgeous, a little muggy summer night, but I'll take that. I'll take that over the freezing cold. We have a great show tonight. Conrad is riding shotgun as usual. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Glad to hear that. You have a good day?
You know, I checked out the new Bartstar mural just down the street on East Walnut. It's really cool.
Oh.
Right in front of the Bartstar Memorial Bridge. If you have time, definitely go check it out. Take a picture by it. It's awesome.
Now, Bart Starr, he was a Packer, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just double checking. My wife, God bless her, she tries to act like she knows. She tries to be part of the group when it comes to sports. And she said, you know, this is about 5 years ago. She said to my kids, she said, now, Bart Starr was the quarterback when we were kids. And I'm like, honey, that's not true. He was way before we were even born. Like, she just wants to be part of the mix. Bart Starr, by all accounts, a pretty good guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Gives his time, his charity, good stuff. So where is that? Is that close to where you live?
No, it's right down the street from our studio, right on East Walnut, right down there.
Could we make it down there and back during the news break?
The five-minute
probably
one.
Not. No way, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
If we run, jog a little bit.
Well, that just seems weird, doesn't it? Grown men, such as ourselves, should never have to run or sprint. Whenever I see a grown man sprinting, it's trouble. That guy's either about to have an accident or he's just a spaz. You don't run when you get to be our age, unless it's for exercise. When would you ever see yourself running, Conrad, at your age?
Exercising mainly?
Well, yeah, but that doesn't count. Like, that's fine. Jogging, I get it. But if a man my age or your age in a full-out sprint, that is trouble with a capital T.
It is. If you're my age, be like, I bet you I'm faster than you.
Yeah, you know, you're not past the age where you could challenge someone to a race and it wouldn't be weird. I don't. That would be weird for me. So, all right, we're off to a good start. Fun show tonight. Got a couple really fun guests. Abby Novak is here. She is the director of the, how am I saying this?
Kind marketing
of,
director.
You know what I do is the problem is I erase these because I write a new promo and then I lose. She's the marketing director of downtown Appleton.
Yes.
And they have a Hyde music concert series this summer. Every week on Thursday. I think that's so cool.
Yeah.
There's so much going on in Appleton. So we'll talk to Abby at 7:35. That's coming up. And they have a great show coming up this Thursday. They've got the glam band coming this summer. Ask Your Mother. And they've got the Mile of Music. They've got so much going on there. And you're going to want to hear all about it. And Abby will keep us informed. She's going to tell us everything we need to know about this really cool summer concert series. And then our pal Greg Bach, who is the co-host of Matt and Air on Air and a very funny stand-up comedian, aside from Civic Media, he had a life before Civic Media. And Greg is a very accomplished comedian and club owner. And he is Jane's co-host on Matt and Air on Air every day. You can hear that right here on Civic Media. Great show. Greg brings some irreverence to some heavy topics once in a while and does a great job. So we'll look forward to talking to Greg about who he's got coming up. Basically, we're traveling tonight to Appleton and Milwaukee. Our show is on statewide. We try to cover a lot of different stuff happening around the state. We can't do it all every night, but we got Appleton and Milwaukee tonight, so I think that'll be fun. Do you remember? All right, before we move, I want to talk to you about the movie Greenland, Conrad. We'll do that, but I have to announce this first. It's Kristen Cavallari's birthday this week, and she turns, I don't know, 40-something. Who cares? But she... Did we talk about this last night, her taco recipe?
You were going to.
I was going to. I didn't get to it, yes. Did I? Yeah, I got distracted, as I often do. Kristen Cavallari's tacos, this ran in a home magazine or something a few years ago. My friend Mandy sent it to me. And it was basically Kristen Cavallari saying, get some ground beef, 1 pound, season it with taco or with Lowry seasoning in a frying pan. Add cheese, lettuce, and tomatoes. And a hard or soft taco shell. That was her taco recipe. Kristen Cavallari's tacos. Basically, it's the recipe on the back of a pack of Lowry's. That's how, it was a joke. Like, add something. Avocado. Put something else in there. Add pepper. I don't know. Tomato. It was so basic and pointless. It could have just as easily said, here is Kristen Cavallari's special taco recipe. Get in your car, drive to Taco Bell, go through the drive-thru, buy as many tacos as you want. It's the same thing. So I don't mind, if celebrities have a passion or something that they feel, really invigorated by, I don't mind when they brand themselves, if it comes naturally. But trying to be this, her whole attitude when she started this career, when she left the OC was, you can have it all. You can do everything. No, you can't. You have two nannies, one probably just to look after Jay Cutler. And then you've got, you're doing this full-time gig. You've got nanny. Most people don't have that. And it bothers me because I think it makes people feel bad about themselves. I think it's okay to say, you can't have it all. You got to pick what you're going to do. This is why my taco recipe sucks. It's fast. So something to keep in mind, folks, if you're listening to, because that's what these celebrity people do. When they're on reality shows or whatever, they brand themselves, they create a brand, and then they take it out and they make money, and everybody who gloms onto them makes money. And a perfect example of this is the Haktua girl. Conrad, you were nice enough to share more news. I just perused it, but tell me, what did I miss exactly?
Well, your favorite Haktua girl could be on the next big reality show.
It needs to stop. What does she have to offer other than that?
So there was another article that I sent you earlier today as well, and that one explained how much money she's actually making off of this, and she is trademarking the Haktua.
Yeah, that's insane.
She, I went on her website, and she has hats, T-shirts, sweatshirts, sunglasses, everything you could imagine is on there.
All conducive to foreplay.
Just for saying four words.
Why would you? Okay, it's bad enough. She had a moment. It was captured. It went viral. Okay, I kind of get that. But why would you purchase the merch? That's what I don't get. I need a T-shirt that says Haktua. I've done foreplay in my life. I've never made any money off of it. I cannot believe. Why would you buy that?
Well, I know what I'm getting you for your next birthday.
You know what? If you buy it for me, I'll wear it. I will wear it on the air, on the stream. People that tune in on the stream will see my Hawk Tua hat. And I got to say, I don't get the Hawk part. That's just gross. Take that out of the equation. Maybe I'll buy your merch. But that's just like a loogie. It's disgusting. So that leads us to tonight's question. In honor of Kristen Cavallari's birthday and the Hawk Tua girl cashing in on her technique, who is the most annoying reality star? Now, she's not a reality star yet, but it looks like she's headed that way. Trust me, people see her, agents, managers, lawyers, whatever, and they have dollar signs in their eyes over something ridiculous. So that'll be interesting to see what she ends up doing. I mean, I find it hard to believe that she is this gem and has so much to offer the world through her theories or insights into the world that, you know, it took a sexual maneuver to alert us to this. But who knows? So anyway, tonight's question, in honor of the Hawk Tua girl and Kristen Cavallari's birthday, who is the most annoying reality star? Okay, you convinced me. I'll go first. Kris Kardashian.
Oh.
No question. I really feel like she is the catalyst, and I think it's obvious she is, behind her daughters. Anyway, I have no proof of that, but I've seen just enough of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, or whatever that new show is now, too. Just the Kardashians. But I'll say Kris Kardashian. I don't like her. I didn't like her husband either.
I'll say any of the Kardashians.
Any of the Kardashians, yeah. Or their husbands. And there's a brother, right?
I don't even know.
Is there a brother? He's the less successful Kardashian because no one cares about his sex tape. I don't know if he has a sex tape. So anyway, that's mine. So I started us off. I'm going to say Kris Kardashian. You got a guess for us, or you got an answer, Conrad?
You know, I've never really watched the older reality shows, kind of newer ones.
Okay.
I watched this show because my friend recommended it to me. He's like, it's terrible TV. Watch it. I'm like, well, all right.
You sold me. Yeah.
This guy named Harry Josie from the show called Too Hot to Handle. The
Why
most
do I
annoying
know that show. What is that show? I know that show.
Too oh, my, it's so bad. It's people who like to have sex a lot, and they go into this retreat where they don't know what's happening.
Okay.
But the more they say, you can't have any sex with anyone on this island, or you will lose money from your pot, which they started like $100,000 or something. And the guy lost like almost like $60,000.
Because he couldn't stop having sex?
Like anything relating to any of it. Yes.
Wow. I don't get reality TV.
I mean, it's
That's
terrible
not entertaining
TV, yeah.
to me.
And he was a really annoying.
I guess you could look at it like maybe it's like a game show, but it's just so stupid. All right. Lots of fun coming up tonight, folks. Our first text of the night from What You Can Do. Got to be Donald Trump, right? Stretches the definition of reality, but The Apprentice was in that era of reality TV. It sure was. And that was tough to watch. So we'll read more of your texts. We've got Abby Novak coming up from downtown Appleton. She's going to tell us about the summer concert series. All that coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Wahba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
The morning show on WFHR. It's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people. Yeah.
And
the
good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be the middle, especially for her, had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We are zipping around Wisconsin tonight from an entertainment standpoint. We're going to take you, this is my new metaphor, sort of. What I'm doing here, Conrad. I don't know. Is it a keeper? I don't know. We're going to Appleton in a few minutes. And then we're going to go to Milwaukee at 820 with Greg Bach. We're sort of traveling here. We're finding out what's up in that part of the state.
Definitely. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. All right. We'll see what happens. No promises. Our question tonight, who is the most annoying reality star? I don't watch reality TV. I need to preface that. But to get my attention, since I don't watch it, you have to be really annoying. And just a blatant headline monger. Those are the worst. I kind of get the people that just say, hey, this could be fun to live on an island and see if I could make it. I get that. That's a challenge. People want to bring some excitement to their lives. It's the people who are willing to do anything that I find just so grating and hard to take. Am I wrong, Conrad, for being that way?
No. I mean, I'll say the same thing. Reality TV just kind of sucks.
Yeah, it's tough. but some people are addicted to it.
If it's so bad that it's good, I can see how they get addicted to it.
Yeah, it's got to be awful, like MILF yeah. Manor or something like that. You got to watch like, oh my God, I cannot believe. Like, I don't know. But that's our question tonight. Get in on the fun. Let us know what you're thinking. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app. It's so easy to use. If you have not downloaded the Civic Media app, you absolutely must. You can take it with you wherever you go. That's how I listen to Civic Media during the day when I want to stay informed. It's very simple. And there's a little text icon. We're on statewide, so you can just click on any of the stations if there's not a Brewer game and click on the text icon and let us know what you're thinking about no matter what we're talking about on the show. So we've got some more here. Anna from the 608 says, hi, Pete and Conrad. Hello, Anna. Great to have you with us again. She says, I think the most annoying reality star is Paris Hilton. Wow. Nice pull. I forgot about Paris Hilton. She kind of started the Kardashians.
That was a great one, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great one, Anna. Because she was best friends, or Kim Kardashian was best friends with Paris Hilton or something like that. And they made matching sex tapes, and they launched their careers. And now people boo them at Tom Brady roasts. Tom from New Berlin says, watching Brewers with rocking music. Okay. What does that mean? He's watching the Brewer game, but also listening to us? I love that, Tom. At least you're not totally abandoning us. Either way, it's great to have you with us and great to hear from you, Tom. Ross from Crawford County in the 608 says, hey, Pete, I don't watch any reality TV. I think they're all boring. Yeah, I don't disagree with you, Ross. It's like a car wreck. It's hard for me to look away sometimes. And mostly it's the clips I see that people post on social media later, like, how horrible is this? And I'll have to watch it because I like to torture myself. Jim from Appleton says, I've never seen a Kardashian episode in my life, but they keep leaking into regular news. I hate them all. Thank you for your honesty, Jim. I have to say I don't hate them, or I try not to. I try not to hate anybody because it is bad energy. And then they are having an effect on me because that's all they care about are the ratings. And I've never watched an episode in my life. I want to preface this by saying that, but I have seen their clips on social media and they're hard not to read about sometimes, just mostly because I host this show now. Steve from Florida, Conrad's dad checking in says, Amorosa, I think I'm pronouncing that right. Omarosa, because she reminded me of the worst boss I experienced in the 90s. Conrad, you got some insights there?
I actually don't know.
Your dad is a bad boss?
I don't know who that is.
It made him move to Florida.
She is an American reality television show.
No, I know who she is.
Writer.
I just didn't know if I was saying her name right. She was on The Apprentice, and that's how Donald Trump met her.
Oh, okay.
And then I want to say she worked for his administration.
Dad, we'll need some more information.
We need closure on that anecdote, Steve. Thank you, as always, for playing, though. Keep those texts coming. We will read them on the radio. All right, so we focus on comedy a lot on this show. I think laughter is one of the most important things in life. And it's a reason for living, in all honesty, sometimes. And I don't think you can ever have enough laughter. I think even in serious situations, it's good to laugh a little bit. However, tonight, in this little block of time we have before we bring in Abby Novak, we're going to play a clip from a movie that is not a comedy, but it's just really cool. When I saw the first Terminator in 1984, I thought it was fantastic and so different and creepy. The second one is probably a better movie. I don't know that I like it better, but from a production value standpoint, the film just works. It looks beautiful. It's acted well. Arnold Schwarzenegger becomes the good guy. Robert Patrick plays the new Terminator, the T-1000. And this is a scene we're going to play for you where Arnold Schwarzenegger, well, the cast, Linda Hamilton, Sarah Connor, and her son John, and Arnold Schwarzenegger break into a guy's home, and they try to take out the guy who created the Terminators. And it's a great scene, and it kind of gets rolling this paradox, which I think is cool, and how the whole thing started. Let's play that now, Conrad.
I think you're so creative. You don't know what it's like to really create something, to create a life. Feel it growing inside you. All you know how to create is death and destruction.
Mom! We need to be a little more constructive here, okay? We still have to stop this from happening, don't we?
But I thought, aren't we changing things? I mean, right now, changing the way it goes.
That's right. There's no way I'm going to finish the new processor. Not now. Forget it. I'm out of it. I'll quit Cyberdyne tomorrow.
That's not good enough.
No one must follow your work.
Right. All right, then we have to destroy all the stuff at the lab, the files, the disk drives, everything. Everything here. Everything. I don't care. The chip. Do you know about the chip?
What chip?
They keep it in a vault at Cyberdyne. It must be from the other one, like you.
The CPU from the first Terminator.
Son of a... knew it!
They told us not to ask where they got it.
Those lying...
It was scary stuff, radically advanced. I mean, it was smashed. It didn't work, but it gave us ideas, took us in new directions. I mean, things we would have never... All my work was based on it.
It must be destroyed.
Can you get us in, past security?
I think so, yeah. When? Now?
Such a cool movie, and I love how John Connor is sort of the voice of reason. His mom from the first one has become so militant, and she's taught herself how to fight and how to shoot and how to fight this machine apocalypse or whatever you want to call it. And I, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger is hard not to like. I when he was first in like Conan the Barbarian and some of these films, I was like, but the Terminator just kind of made him, I think. He had these cool lines like, I'll be back. Great franchise, even though I stopped watching them. I watched like the first two. I do have to say, last night, Conrad, do you remember our question?
Getting a call right now.
We're getting a call?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. The inn is open. I watched Greenland last night because some people, our question was best disaster movie. And some people said Greenland with, I always forget this dude's name. John Gerard. I don't know what his name is. I'll find out. But it was good. And I realized 15 minutes into it, I already saw it. So how do you like that? And the worst thing, I kept watching it because my other options were reality TV. All right. Abby Novak coming up next to talk about the Appleton Downtown Hyde Music Summer Concert Series. That'll be fun. You won't want to miss that after the Civic Media award-winning news team takes over. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Tome for the Todd Allball Show. CBS News Brief, the leader of the free world knows the eyes of the world are upon him during the annual NATO summit in Washington. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
The NATO summit will give President Biden his first chance to meet face-to-face with the new British Prime Minister as he plans to host him for talks at the White House today. All the events take place in the afternoon and evening.
In Longview, Texas, people without electricity can hang out in cooling centers. The Salvation Army's Tamara Robb says they provide relief from the heat and a chance to power up.
You get a little agitated whenever you're not cool and when you can't power things and have your communication available to you, so that's available here.
A jury's been seated in the involuntary manslaughter trial of actor Alec Baldwin. CBS's Elise Preston is covering.
Two jurors reported to the court they have never seen or heard anything about the 2021 deadly onset shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. At the time, Baldwin was holding a prop gun when it fired.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee is getting ready for next week's Republican National Convention. County Executive David Crowley says the Office of Emergency Management and the Sheriff's Department have been especially busy.
Making sure the attendees, protesters, vendors are all safe. But we also have to make sure that we have some traffic management as well, making sure that we can have the traffic flow going through and throughout downtown to make sure our attendees are doing the things that they need to do and can get to the different convention activities.
Crowley speaking with Wisconsin Eye. Meanwhile, a federal judge is ruling that a protest group that sued Milwaukee cannot march into the hard security perimeter at the Republican convention. The American Civil Liberties Union says Milwaukee's protest plans for the RNC violate its free speech rights. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell. This is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Miranda Priestly is headed back to the big screen. Disney is developing a Devil Wears Prada sequel, according to Variety. Meryl Streep played Priestly, a boss who made the lives of her assistants, played by Anne Hathaway and Emily Blunt, a living hell. Details about returning cast are scarce, but sources say the plot of the new film will center around Priestly, butting heads with Blunt's character, who is now a high-powered fashion executive herself. The news breaks just as a live musical of the story is set to open on London's West End in October. Leonardo DiCaprio came to the rescue of a fellow Hamptons partier. The Oscar-winning actor saw a drunk person leaving a party and came to the aid of the inebriated man. According to a fellow partygoer, DiCaprio helped the man steady himself on a pole and told the man to stay there. Page Six reports that the drunk guy obeyed the orders of the famous actor. There's no word yet if the man is still clinging to the pole or if he was Justin Timberlake. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a slight chance of isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny today, high of 83 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with some patchy fog, low of 60. Tomorrow, sunshine 84. We're going to keep cranking it up toward the weekend with upper 80s to low 90s by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbus Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal, genuinely, of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome producer of the Mino and the Mayor Morning Show and paranormal investigator Todd Michaels. And on Milwaukee.com's Matt Miller joins the show to talk entertainment.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Pete,
the memories you gave of me.
Take one fresh and tender kiss.
The memories you gave of me.
Add one stolen night of bliss.
The memories you gave of me.
One girl.
Welcome back.
One boy.
Gerard Butler. Yes. Anna, to the rescue. I actually did Google it. I can never remember that guy's name because it's like, it reminds me of like Gerard Depardieu. There's like 18 actors that his name reminds me of, but it's Gerard Butler or Gerald Butler. Jerry B, as I call him. Thank you, Anna. She says, Gerard Butler is the actor you're trying to remember. And yeah, he was in Greenland and, you know, I liked it. That might be, I might have added that, but as I said before the break, Conrad, you were fielding calls.
yes.
that had nothing to do with this show. I like 15 minutes into the movie, I realized I'd already seen it.
Oh,
so
really?
It obviously didn't make that much of an impression on me, but I did end up watching. I mean, I was playing video poker at the same time, but I had the movie on. It's a pretty good movie.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. Some people voted for that last night for best natural disaster movie, but thank you for the assist, Dan. I appreciate it. Greg Bach coming up at 8:20. We'll talk some comedy, talk some Matt and Air on Air and the British Office. But right now, we are going to zip down Highway 41 to the city of Appleton and welcome our next guest. This is Anna Novak. She is the director of downtown Appleton's Hyde Music Summer Concert Series. I hope I'm getting that right. That's a lot of words in Abby's title. But we welcome her now to Nightlight. Hi, Abby.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hey, the pleasure is all ours. You're putting on a really cool thing there. Did I get your title right and all of that? Is that close enough?
Yeah, it was close.
Oh, it was close. I didn't nail it. That hurts, but I'll get better. Great to have you. So give us a little bit of background about this really cool event you guys have there, summer-long event in Appleton.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been doing the Hyde Music Summer Concert Series for quite a few years now. It started off in Houdini Plaza, which is right on College Avenue in the heart of downtown Appleton. But after COVID and after the concert series kind of was, making some changes, we decided to move it down to Jones Park. Myron Construction built that beautiful stage down there, and we really wanted to take advantage of that and all of that open air space that Jones Park allows, as we were kind of doing the social distancing thing in the heart of COVID.
Oh, yeah.
And it allowed us to kind of give people some more room. So as we did that, and as the event grew, we started getting bigger acts, more people were coming out. It allowed for us to accommodate for that as well. So that has been a little bit of a change over the last couple of years, but it has been an amazing series and a way for us to showcase a lot of the really great talent and music that we have right in our community.
Very cool. How did you get involved with the event, and how has it grown? Have you watched it? You just said it got bigger and bigger. That must be exciting.
Yeah. So a little bit of background about myself. I am the marketing director for Appleton Downtown Incorporated. We are the nonprofit organization that puts on the Hyde Music Summer Concert Series. It is just one event of many that we put on throughout the year. So I got started with ADI, also known as Appleton Downtown Incorporated, in October of 2021. So I'm coming up on my 3-year mark here this fall. So even since I have joined this amazing team, I've seen the event grow tremendously and the amount of people that are coming out to see music. There are people that come out every week or that come out to see, you know, some of their bands that are their favorites. But it's just been a really great event that we've seen a lot of support from our community.
So let's say I bring my wife or my kids to this Hyde concert series. What can I expect as a visitor to Appleton?
Absolutely. Something that I really love about this event and the fact that it is in Jones Park is there's a really beautiful playground that is right in the park that kids love to play on. And it's a very family-friendly event. I mean, great music that kids can enjoy, you know, it's appropriate for them. So if you want to come out and bring the kids, they can go off and play on the playground with the other children, and you can hang out with your friends, your wife, your family, enjoy a drink, and listen to the music. So it's a really chill environment for anybody.
That's so great. You have a band coming up July 11th. I think it's a band playing with Fire and Jump.
Yes. So that is this Thursday already. So Playing with Fire is a local group that is relatively new, But Jump is a Van Halen tribute band. They are a national.
Oh, nice.
So much great things. They're a new band to our concert series, not a new band in general. But they are amazing, and we've been getting so much buzz from this. People have followed them all over. And something that's really cool is a lot of people were surprised. I mean, coming to this is completely free. There is no fee to come in. There's no tickets. Anybody can come anytime. So unless you're going to buy some food or a drink while you're there, I mean, you can come and enjoy this entertainment for free. And people were so surprised that we were having a national act as large as Jump for free. You know, they were like, what do the tickets cost? And we'd say, oh, nothing, it's free. And they were like shocked. They couldn't believe that they didn't have to pay. So that's another really great thing is thanks to our amazing sponsors that we're able to have this event is a free event for the community.
Do you find it strange that Jump doesn't actually play the song Jump?
I didn't know.
I'm sure they do. I would open and close with it if I were them. Do you book all the bands? Or do you have to scout them?
Our executive director works really closely with Ron Clista. He is an amazing booker, I guess. I should really know his exact title. But he helps us kind of reach out to the different groups and book all the bands. And I mean, it's a really tough decision every year. I know that it is. And just looking at all of the great, you know, bands that we have in our area, we are very blessed here in Northeast Wisconsin with so many talented groups. And yeah, it's hard for us to choose. And but they do a really great job getting a lot of variety in the lineup, different, you know, tribute bands or just original music. You know, we have a wide variety in different types as well.
Yeah. I've noticed on your Facebook page, I think it was or your website, you said check the Facebook page if there's a cancellation. We've had some crazy weather this summer.
Yeah.
And how do you handle that? Like, you've got all these concert dates all summer long. What do you do if like half of them are rained out? Do you have an alternate plan that like moving forward?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like you said, I mean, it's been so much rain recently. And yeah, unfortunately, the first 2 weeks of the concerts, we did continue. We have not canceled yet, knock on wood. But it does have a little bit of a lower turnout because I understand people don't want to stand out in the rain to listen to music sometimes. I mean, that's completely understandable since there's no coverage in an outdoor venue like that. We have luckily been okay enough that, you know, we've been able to sustain. We don't reschedule at all. We've tried that many years in the past. And since we go from June to August, you know, if we try to schedule sometime in September, people are busy. They're back into the back to school rhythm, and having it during the week is just, you know, a little bit challenging. And there's so much going on downtown on the weekends in September. So it just hasn't logistically really worked out for us to do kind of a reschedule. But like I said, the last few years, we've been very lucky and haven't had to completely cancel any shows. So if there was any rain, it was tolerable or, you know, safe enough for the community to still come out and for the band to perform.
My guest is Abby Novak. She is the marketing director for Downtown Appleton, Inc., and she is here discussing their very cool summer-long concert series sponsored by Hyde Music, which is what a great store that is, huh?
Oh my gosh, yes. The Hydes are absolutely fantastic. Todd and Dee Dee have done so much for this concert series since its inception, and the support that they have, of course, for anybody who's willing to, you know, enjoy music, learn music, and supporting a series like this with their amazing store that they have downtown. It's been so incredible. Our presenting sponsor, US Venture, a great deal to them, our star supporters, and our many other sponsors of this great event. I mean it when I say we couldn't do it without them.
That's so cool. I have a story about the Hydes. So when my daughter was like 7 years old, she was obsessed with the cello. And we went into the store, and somebody in the store, they were very helpful. They sat us down, let my daughter check out some of the cellos, and we decided to rent one for like $4,000 a month. I don't know what it was. It was expensive, though. And, you know, it's these hobbies your kids do. So she brings home the cello. She plays it for 2 days straight. A month later, my coat is hanging on the cello. No one is touching the thing. And like the people at the store are like, oh, this is so great. And my daughter's telling them, I'm going to be a professional cello player. And then I got my head hanging low and I bring the cello back. And a month later, they must see that all the time, I'm guessing.
I'm sure they do, especially at such a young age when they're just, you know, for a little bit like, oh, this would be so cool. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out, but they do such an amazing job in trying to find what works best for you.
So oh, yeah.
The cello isn't your passion, but you might like something else. And I've been in the store and there was people testing out guitars and they were amazing. I mean, they were just sitting there practicing on it. And I'm like, wow, you're incredible, you know, but from kids that are young that just want to kind of try things out, but they have options for everybody.
Absolutely. Tell us about, I've never been here, but I've heard about it for years since I've lived here. A Mile of Music. That is supposed to be just a phenomenal event. Can you tell us about that? That's coming up in 2 or 3 weeks? No, August 1st, Mile of Music.
It's crazy. I mean, less than a month away. I can't believe it. Summer always flies by. Am I right?
Yeah.
But this festival is like ours times 10. I mean, it's barely even comparable. But Mile of Music has been around. This is its 11th year. And it is an all original music festival. So all of these bands that they're bringing in from around the world are coming in, and it's all songs that they have written. They don't do any covers. So it's all amazing new music, and people will come again from all over the world to see this because it's nothing like anything other. It was featured in Rolling Stone magazine last year. It grabs national attention. I mean, they do such an amazing job over there organizing that event, and we are such a proud partner, and we're honored and humbled every year that they're keeping it right in downtown Appleton.
That is so great. I have to say, if you have not been to downtown Appleton, you have to check it out. Because as a kid, when I was in high school in Marinette, we would go to Appleton, we'd go to the mall. And that's all I thought Appleton was. And then when I got older and I started doing stand-up comedy, there was a club down on College, I think. And I was like, oh, wow, like downtown Appleton is really cool. So if you have not checked it out, this is a perfect opportunity to do so. You've also got Ask Your Mother coming up. That's a fun band. Eric has been on the show. He's performed in the studio here. We're trying to have him back. He's great. They're great.
Yeah. They're another great group. We've had them in the series for, you know, many years. They always draw such a great crowd and very talented. So we're always excited to have them back.
That's coming up on August 29th. So are you an Appleton native?
I am not, surprisingly. I'm actually from Sheboygan Falls, right outside of Sheboygan, Kohler area.
Okay.
I went to school in Oshkosh. I ended up in a different job in Green Bay, but always find myself like gravitating back toward the Fox Valley. And when this position opened up with, you know, downtown Appleton, and I heard about all the amazing things that they were doing, I was just so excited to be a part of it. So like I said, I've been in this role for 3 years. I live in Kaukauna now, so I'm a lot closer to the area, and I'm just loving it.
That's so great. Are you, you have food trucks too. What kind of food trucks do you have at the events?
Yes, absolutely. So for the Hyde Music Summer Concert Series in particular, we have the same couple of food trucks every week. So there's some of them that are from downtown. We have Mai's Deli. We have Crazy Sweet. So they have a lot of fun, you know, ice cream and things that you can do to help you chill off, of course. but we have Hot Biddies. They're another really popular food truck that people have been hearing about a lot. We have Osario's. They're Latin fusion. Also very good.
Nice.
Los Tres, Mexican food. And then we have ABC Pig Roast. They do a lot of like just burgers and really good things like that. Smoothies. So those are a few of our different food vendors and always really great options when you're at the concerts. And we really enjoy having them there.
Are the events family friendly for the most part? I know you serve alcohol, but it sounds like it's a pretty controlled atmosphere. And I would assume it's like you said, there's a park, and do a lot of families go, or is it primarily just older people?
Yeah, it definitely is pretty family friendly. And like I said, it does kind of depend on the group that's coming and if parents, you know the music and are comfortable and know that their, you know, kids will be okay. But, you know, a lot of times we'll see it as a way for people to get out with their friends or their family. It's kind of like a night out. So it really depends. But we have some other events that are, you know, more leaning towards family friendly. But yeah, this one I would say is still definitely good for kids too.
That's so cool. Can you hang for a couple more minutes, Abby?
Of course.
All right. Fantastic. Abby Novak is my guest. She is the marketing director for Downtown Appleton, Inc. We're discussing the Hyde Music Summer Concert Series. When we come back, I'm going to tell you my favorite thing about your events, might surprise you, and ask you what you're watching, binge or cringe watching on TV. This is Peach Wobba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Time.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I want to talk about dealing with debt collectors and your rights when you are in collections. Debt collectors are people who've been hired to collect money that you owe to someone else. They can be persistent or rude or sometimes worse, but they do have to follow rules. Federal law says that they cannot call before 8 a.m. in the morning or after 9 p.m. at night. They cannot harass you, meaning they can't curse at you or threaten you. And they cannot lie to you or make up consequences for not paying your debt. And they can't tell anyone other than your spouse or your attorney about your debt. Now, if you experience any of this, you can complain about them to the Federal Trade Commission at consumer.gov. And last thought before I go, you can always ask a debt collector to stop calling you. Legally, they have to comply. If they don't, you report them to the FTC. For more money tips, go to workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Our question tonight, quick recap, who is your least favorite reality TV personality? I almost said star, but who is your least favorite reality TV personality? You can let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. On the stream with us is marketing director for Downtown Appleton, Inc., Abby Novak. She's here discussing the Hyde Music Summer Concert Series that they do in Appleton. They do a great job. Check it out. It's family friendly. There are food trucks. And there's a new show every Thursday night. It's pretty cool. Do you want to hear my favorite thing about your event that I just read about, Abby?
I do want to hear. I'm excited.
No dogs allowed. I love it. I don't know what it is. I look, here's the thing. I love dogs, but I don't. Sometimes dog owners are a bit much. It's like not everyone loves your dog. I don't put my baby when I had kids in people's faces or let them, you know. So anyway, I think that's smart too, because people, you know, we just had a dog bite where I live. They're just a little unpredictable. As much as I love dogs, I don't think that's the place for me, especially when you have kids running around.
Yeah, for sure. And a lot of our events aren't dog friendly due to a city ordinance, and large scale events like that you can't allow dogs. And okay. Like you said, there are a lot of situations where it's large crowds or there's a lot of food and different things like that. So like you said, it's just not necessarily the right environment for them.
Right.
We are doing different initiatives to help make downtown more dog friendly as a whole.
Right.
Whether that will translate to our events and things like that, you know, may happen in the future. But for now, we just want to keep everybody safe. I love dogs myself. I have one. But like you said, there are just certain situations with large crowds and things where it doesn't always work out.
When I first read that, I thought you didn't allow them because they don't like cover bands. But then I figured, well, you know, that's
dogs
a joke.
Dogs got to move in groups sometimes, you know?
That's right. Dogs can dance. do you have a favorite indoor concert venue in Northeast Wisconsin?
That's a great question. We have a lot of really great things, you know, in terms of downtown. The Performing Arts Center that we have right in the heart of our district is incredible. And the Broadway shows and all of the great things that they bring in there and the traffic it brings to downtown is amazing. Shout out to them and their team and all of their really hard work. But other than that, I would say I really think the Epic Event Center is a really beautiful venue outside of Appleton. They've done some great things there, and just, you know, it's such a beautiful building and it's in a great location. So they're doing really great things there too.
Totally agree. And I love the Performing Arts. Now it's not called the Performing Arts Center anymore though. What is it called?
Yeah, it's the Fox Cities Performing Arts.
Fox Cities Performing Arts. I saw Les Mis there about 4 years ago and it was just so much fun.
Yep.
Great facility. Who are your favorite bands locally, Abby?
That's a great question. One of my favorites that's coming back to the concert series here is Glam Band. I mean, it's such a local favorite that people love. I mean, they get dressed up, they get super into it, playing great 80s and 90s music, and the crowd just gets so excited for them. And they're just really good, really fun to watch.
I've heard they are fantastic.
Yeah.
So you said you have kids. Have you seen, there's a huge, this summer has been huge for kid movies in the theaters. Have you taken the kids to any of these summer blockbuster movies that are out right now?
I personally don't have any kids, but I've seen some of them. Okay. And I've been wanting to see Inside Out 2 because I saw the first one back when I was in high school, actually, in a psychology class. And it was really cool. And it was a really interesting movie. And I thought even good for, you know, adults or young adults or whatever you would call it. And the fact that they came out with another one was really cool. So that's been on my list to go see.
It's so good. You're going to love it.
Yeah.
And what do you do? Like, what do you, when you're done event planning at night and you go to sit down and pop a cold one, what are you watching on TV? What can you recommend?
That's a good question. My favorite show of all time is definitely The Office. I can watch that show over and over and over again and never get sick of it. My husband and I recently started Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which has been really good. Something that been binge watching, but yeah, those are good ones for sure.
Oh, that's so cool. All right. Best thing about living in Northeast Wisconsin before we let you go.
Oh, I would say the people. And, you know, everybody comments on the Midwest, you know, hospitality and how nice everybody is. And I think that's really what I love about here is just that Midwest nice that most people have.
Yeah, that's great. And I think there's nothing like a summer concert series to help mellow people out a little bit and make them nicer. So you're definitely contributing to that. Keep up the great work. Oh, one more question. Do you have a least favorite reality star? That's our question tonight on Nightlight, Abby.
Oh, probably any of the Kardashians.
Oh, thank you.
They're too much. Too much. I don't get how anyone's invested in what they're doing.
I could not agree more. Conrad, take a memo. Abby's my new favorite because she does not like the Kardashians. She's one of us. It's been great meeting you, Abby. Good luck with the concert series all summer. We'll try to make it down there if we can and keep up the great work.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great night. That's Abby Novak. She's the marketing director for Downtown Appleton, Inc. Check out Appleton's Hyde Music Summer Concert Series in downtown Appleton. It's every Thursday night. There's some great events there, some great bands. And I have not seen the glam band yet, but I hear they are fantastic. Have you seen the glam band, Conrad?
I didn't see them live in concert, but they definitely...
That's what I meant, not like at the store or, you know.
well, they were they perform sometimes on Mine Own the Mayor.
Do they perform in studio here?
I believe they have a couple times.
Cool. All right, we got to try to have them on the show. I've heard they're just like incredible.
Definitely.
And you've got Eric Ratzak and Ask Your Mother will be there. The Dweebs. I love that band name, August 15th. The glam band, like we said, will be there August 8th. Mile of Music, August 1st. It's just a great event right there in downtown Appleton, a very cool community builder. So head out there and enjoy the rest of the summer on Thursday nights in Appleton. We have our question tonight is, who is your least favorite reality star or reality TV personality? And Aunt Carla checks in and says, annoying reality star. Sorry, misread the question. They all annoy me. Well said. Said like only Aunt Carla could say it, really. Carla says, Jack Ryan, not sure if it's reality star, but who is reality? That's what she was referring to. It's fake. Jack Ryan. That's interesting. From the Tom Clancy Jack Ryans. You like Jack Ryan, Conrad?
I do.
Yeah, I like it. I like the movies better than the TV show. Bridget from the 818 checks in and says, Kris Kardashian, did she sell her soul or the soul of her children? Wow. I could not have said that better myself. Totally agree. Kris Kardashian is my least favorite, too. Well, we're really getting somewhere here with this question tonight. Feel free to join the conversation, folks. Greg Bach coming up at 820. We'll have a laugh with Greg and find out what's going on at the Laughing Tap in Milwaukee and with Matt and Aaron Air. Greg is the co-host of that show. And coming up next on Nightlight, after our award-winning news team informs you, we're going to talk about the British Office.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us tomorrow from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls for the What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour 2. Trigby Olson, Pat Freitlow, and myself, be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.